I jokingly often say, if you don't really have a partner who does not want to do what you have learned and applied, maybe you want to change your partner.
Paddles up, and welcome to episode 19 of the Pickleball Gurus podcast. I'm Randy Manaply, and I'm here with Prem Carnot, the Pickleball Guru, the world's premier pickleball coach and author of the best-selling book, Smart Pickleball.
Hello, Guru Nation.
Guru Nation, this episode is called, You Want Me to Do What? We get a lot of players coming to boot camp by themselves, meaning not with a regular partner, and invariably this question comes up, especially during the Dancing with Your Partner session. What do you do when your partner doesn't want to dance with you?
The dreaded question. I jokingly often say, if you don't really have a partner who does not want to do what you have learned and applied, maybe you want to change your partner. But having said that, in recreational play, you get to see a lot of players of different calibers playing, and some of them might be curious and interested in wanting to apply what you learned on the boot camp and start working with you. But most of the times there might be players who might just want to have fun and really don't care about strategies and just want to whack the ball. In that particular case, I always recommend them to just focus on their part of the game rather than wondering what their partner or potential partner could do.
So, that makes a nice segue to this. We did a recent podcast on the alleys and how partners must move together as a wall to cover two-thirds of the court, leaving the one-third alley open. So, what do you do when your partner doesn't move side to side with you?
If it's a willing partner, I will definitely communicate and ask if they are willing to join the dance with me. If it is not, I would continue doing exactly where... positioning myself exactly where the ball is. You know, if it was across me, in front of me, then I'll stay in front of it. If it's across me, I'll try to, you know, I'm gonna nudge my way to the middle, irrelevant if my partner is there or not.
So that's a good point. What you're doing is essentially, in this example, you're both at the line. You're not doing any cross-court dinks to where normally your partner would have to move over to cover that full right alley. What you're doing is you're keeping the ball somewhat in the middle, so that way your partner doesn't have to move.
Yeah, part of it that is, and part of it is that is, even if I do move cross court, then I will probably still slide over and go to the middle, allowing, if we are really both of them in the same position, so be it. But I'm just continuing to track my positioning pertaining to the ball rather than worrying about if my partner is doing it or not.
So when you do that cross court and you move yourself over, does being so close to your partner kind of force your partner to move over?
Or they may or they may not. As I often say, is that I'm not responsible for how my partner wants to play if they don't want to choose not to do it. So I will continue to be only responsible for my segment of how I can play. And if I want to make it interesting, obviously I will probably not do the cross-court dink and remain on a straight dink and then or in the middle so that I can line up the ball more in my positioning. But if I do have to go across, then I will continue doing exactly what's supposed to be done, irrelevant of what my partner does or not. It makes it a lot easier if you have a partner who dances with you, but if it doesn't, that's okay.
So let's make it a little more problematic. You're at the line and your partner is receiving serve, but your partner doesn't move up to the line after the return. Now, you're supposed to stay with your partner, so do you drop back to join your partner, or do you maintain your hold at the line?
I definitely will maintain my hold at the line, or I definitely would recommend you maintain the hold on the line if the ball has been returned. And if your partner doesn't come up, you can always ask them to come up. If they don't, you still maintain your line and position yourself pertaining to wherever the ball is. As I always say, the ball dictates your positioning, not your opponent's.
Now, in this example, let's stay with this for a second. Your partner's hanging back. and you say you're still maintaining yourself up there and you're positioning yourself where the ball is, do you look for more poaches when your partner's back like that?
I would poach, or I would definitely recommend to poach if that is the case, if it is already agreed with my partner that I would do that. If my partner is not wanting that to happen, then I would probably just let it be. And even if I lose that point or the match, it really doesn't really matter, because ultimately it's only a game of pickleball.
Now, here's another good example. First, describe how you think partners should advance to the line on the third shot.
No matter what, I would definitely would say that you always want to move in tandem on the court with your partner. That's your ideal thing. And that tandem positioning is all determined on where the ball is, so that you move it as well. I definitely would recommend you, if you have a possibility of going on YouTube channel and watching one of the pickleball channels, 411, small clip of two wonderful players, Alex Hamner and Jennifer Lecour, who do this wonderful drill of moving across the court and back and forth in tandem. They're always moving in tandem, and that's a beautiful visual for you to understand how you move as a team.
And that's how you think players should advance to the line, one with each other. But often you see a player getting set to take a third shot and his or her partner charges right up to the line, whether or not it's a good drop. Now, instead of charging up to the line, what should your partner theoretically be doing?
You know, there's this very popular theory about, you know, that you have to get to the kitchen line no matter what. That's not exactly how it is. It really is you want to get as quickly as possible. As a serving team, you're trying to get as quickly as possible to the kitchen line, but to do it in a safe manner. What I mean safe manner is, like, if you hit a bad drop shot or a ball which is too high and you're going to be smashed at, then adjust. Take a few steps, stop, and try and put back another ball into the kitchen, so that you can progress all the way down to the kitchen line. If it doesn't, you might have, they said, it might not be the third ball, it might be the fifth, it might be the seventh, it might be the ninth, it might be even the 11th ball if you had to take that much of time to get to the kitchen line. But move in tandem together. And again, I recommend you to watch that video, and I'm sure we'll put that on the show notes for you to, so that you can visualize what I'm talking about. It is absolutely imperative for you to move together. And how do you determine that generally is, like, if my partner is about to hit a drop shot or he's going to hit a whatever shot it is, I'm going to wait for my partner to see what he's going to do, he or she's going to do, and I would move with him. And if, say, for the next ball comes to me, then I become the sort of the leading partner, and so my partner is going to watch me do what I'm going to do before, and then if we hit a perfectly great drop shot, and then we get all the way to the kitchen line. If we don't, we will transition. And let me be very, very clear, folks. The difference between the intermediate player and the advanced player generally is how to master that transition play, the transition zone. If you're able to play and master that transition zone, which is from the baseline to the non-volley zone line, that is where it's gold. When we are able to master that, you can consider yourself being an advanced player. In boot camps, I often suggest that the zone between the baseline to the no person's land and to the kitchen line, I often call the kitchen line being the promised land. And I often say that if you had to go to the promised land, you do have to pass the no person's land, no matter what. And so there's no reason for you not to be stuck sometimes there if you hit a bad ball. I don't recommend you to stay there, but you had to transition through that area to get to the promised land, then do so. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. Now, you're not going to get your partner to stop lobbing or driving the ball when they maybe should be dropping it. Any advice for how to convince a partner to try some of these strategies, moving up together, moving up to the line? Anything you can say to them that would, any nuggets of wisdom to try and convince them?
Maybe a dinner at the at the Applebee's. I don't really think you can really convince a partner if they're not willing to. It's like anything in life, you know, you can't convince anyone to do anything different. You are probably having to if your partner is truthfully and honestly wanting to be part of the dance, then it makes the tandem much more juicier. But if you don't, you know, you just have to work all by yourself and perfect your game, and eventually find partners who are going to adjust your game.
Thank you, Praying. Head on over to pickleballguru.com for our boot camps and clinics that are upcoming. And while there, if you haven't done so already, sign up to become a member of Guru Nation. It's absolutely free. Plus, you receive lots of 5 gifts, including the 5 tools you need to take your game to the next level, the ratings and goals guide, and lots more. While at pickleballguru.com, check out the plethora of strategies, tips, and tricks on the blogs, from playing against bangers to stacking to drops. As I mentioned, you can also check out our gear page, where you can get a Smart Pickleball t-shirt, a Guru baseball cap or sling pack, as well as some other fun and cool pickleball t-shirts and gear from Dink Tee. And if you want the best prices for your custom designed pickleball tournament or club, you can email sales@dinktee.com. Links to all this, plus a link to the video that Prem was talking about, is all available in the show notes. And I think that's all that I have, Prem.
Well, as I say always, just go enjoy pickleball, and remember, it's only pickleball.
One last thing, if you're interested in coming to one of the boot camps, use coupon code PODCAST to receive $500 off for your boot camp breakthrough experience, where you can learn all about dancing with your partner.
Goodbye, Guru Nation.
Thank you, Brain.